This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. From time to time on this program, we turn things over to you all, metaphorically speaking, of course, but you get the idea. It's the segment where our reporters answer your questions about those things in business and the economy that have always bewildered you. It's called I've Always Wondered.
If you wonder...
By asking 1,000 questions to get one answer, my brain work and blade work.
Today's installment has a decidedly Washington angle to it. So from the nation's capital, Marketplace's Kimberly Adams is on it.
Jim Brinson is a CPA in San Diego. He's a fan of the show, a fan of the series, but...
Some of the questions you guys have are really interesting, but it's nothing that I've ever really wondered about.
That changes today. Jim, what do you want to know?
With all of the current sitting congressmen and senators announcing their run for president, I've always wondered how they get away with campaigning. I would have to think that the campaigning gets in the way of their real job. How do they get so much time off? Do they still get paid full salary?
I put his question to Jay Hunter. He tracks members of Congress for CQ Roll Call.
They do not actually get time off, and they do get paid their full salary.
A salary of $174,000 a year. But are they earning it?
Especially this cycle, a lot of the current senators who are running for president have missed a lot of votes in 2015.
Hunter is a data cruncher and compared how often the campaigning senators showed up for votes this year compared to other members of their caucuses. He checked Bernie Sanders, Ted Cruz, Lindsey Graham, Rand Paul, and...
Thank you. God bless you.
Florida Senator Marco Rubio, heard here announcing his campaign in April. Rubio's missed almost a third of his votes this year, compared to the Senate Republican average of about 3%. I told that to Jim Brinson, and I don't think he'll be handing out any gold attendance stars.
Sorry, almost choked on my coffee.
Kentucky Senator Rand Paul has made almost all of his votes, but he's been criticized along with others for using the Senate floor as a campaign venue. Orrin Hatch has been in the Senate almost 40 years, and even he thinks it's getting out of control.
And we must ensure that the pernicious trend of turning the Senate floor into a forum for advancing personal ambitions, for promoting political campaigns, or for enhancing fundraising activities comes to a stop.
But does missing votes mean they're not doing their job? American University government professor Jennifer Lawless says not necessarily.
So as long as they have excellent staffs, both in their district and in Washington, the overwhelming majority of their work can still get done, even if they're on the presidential campaign trail.
She says most of the votes they miss are ones where their vote won't change the outcome. Plus, as long as an opponent doesn't bring up a poor voting record in a campaign, constituents usually don't care. I asked Brinson if the stats and the extra info were enough to answer his question.
My curiosity, I guess, is satisfied, but I'm not satisfied. They're neglecting their duties. I think it's pretty bad.
He still thinks the relatively unproductive Congress might get more done if its members spent less time campaigning and more time, you know, legislating. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.
This is one of those segments that does not work without you. We need to know what you have always wondered about, right? You get it? So please tell us, marketplace.org.